It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line?
Lord, we just give you glory and honor and praise as we come together again to hear the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord that changes lives, that brings deliverance today. I ask God, as we're over the radio waves and the sound waves, that you give us your blessings and your glory through the word of God. Lord, we're living in the last hour, in the last days, and we need your word, and we need the Holy Spirit to reign and fill us like never before. I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us together as one. You said to be one, even as you and the Father are one. You said we are many members, but yet one body. Lord, I thank you today that you're uniting us by faith, because we're much stronger together, and the enemy, no weapon formed against us shall prosper when we're together. We bind the enemy with that which tried to divide the body of Christ in any way or form, and we ask that God, what comes from our lips will be blessings and not cursings, and that the Spirit of God would overtake us, and that we'll realize in this days before your return that we need your presence, and we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit that purges us of all unrighteousness. Thank you for Pastor Smith as she blesses us with the word of God that has rained down from heaven. And may the Spirit of God find and rebuke that enemy, that adversary, that devil that will try to come against us in any shape or form today. In Jesus' name, the blood cover this time. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Thank you to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. We have a few announcements. Full Gospel House of Prayer has a Wednesday prayer line as well. It's 8 p.m. West Coast time, and the number is 916-588-9688. Our location, for those that can attend service, is inside the Ark of Salvation in North Highlands, California, and our service starts at 1:30. Full Gospel House of Prayer annual backpack giveaway disbursement will be this Sunday, July 30th, following service. For those members, friends, and family with kids with ages between K through 6, in addition to those that are in need of a backpack, please have them come out for service, following service at 1:30.
I know.
We will also have a foot washing cleansing service on that Sunday as well, following service.
I'll watch you.
Please bring
a
towel for your feet.
Okay.
Water and towels will be provided for Full Gospel House of Prayer, and the foot washing protects against the enemy. Please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking, and keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His work. Thank you, and God bless.
Sister Cece, please mute your phone, please, at this time. Cece, mute your phone. I hear you.
Okay.
Thank you. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Hello, I am here, Pastor Andrews, George Andrews from India.
Pastor Andrews from India, praise God.
Yes. How are you, Pastor?
I'm wonderful, Pastor Andrew.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy to listen to you this evening time.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for being a part of this.
Yes.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
So I have many things to share about India. I am Pastor George Andrews, the senior pastor of Father's House International in India, Punjab, India. And we have been serving the Lord in North India for 35 years and leading many souls from Hindu and Sikh background. And God has been helping us to plant a few churches in North India. We were facing so many challenges from Hindu fanatics and other religious fanatics. So Hinduism in sick people, all are against all our ministries, but God has been so wonderful to us to lead souls to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we have been planning to start a new training center in South India and expanding ministry in South India also. So kindly pray for our ministry in India. I am here in for a visit in USA. I am here in Fairfield, Cincinnati, with my daughter and family, my wife also with me. Here I am seeing some churches and ministering to the need of the people, and God is touching lives here also. So it is our privilege to be in touch with Pastor Beatrice Smith since many years, and I thank God for this friendship and fellowship. Hope I can visit one day a full gospel prayer home in California. So continue to pray for India and our ministry. That is the concise form of our testimony. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank the Lord, Pastor. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Tamara Cooksey. I just want to thank the Lord for the increase in all areas of our life and all the blessings that he's bestowed on our family, even though we're not worthy. We just thank him for his grace and mercy and ask you to continue to pray for us.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is just Sabrina. I just wanted to let you know I'm just looking forward to what God is going to do on Sunday as we come together at service in Sacramento, California. We'll be driving up to be a part of that foot washing service. And I'm just looking forward to the Spirit of God moving on his people.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we don't get into the Word of God. I thank God for Pastor Andrew. We were connected when I was going to visit a church there in Detroit, Michigan, in Pontiac, Michigan. And so that's been years ago, and we just been in touch and in fellowship through communication. And I thank God for Pastor Andrew, and I thank God for that divine connection there in Michigan many years ago. And we correspond often, and thank you for being on the line with us tonight, Pastor Andrew. We're going to get into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We need the Holy Spirit to breathe on this Word, to cause this Word to come alive. We praise you now, Father, for the breath of God to cause this Word to come alive and off the paper, that we receive what we have need of tonight from the Word. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 13, James 4 and 7. When you get those two books, could you please say amen so we can all be on the same accord. That's Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 7, verse 13, and James, the 4th chapter, verse 7.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the word of encouragement for the body of believers tonight. And we're going to pray following this word. This is harvest time. And we know what a harvest is. A harvest is a season where all the crops are gathered, we reap. And there's reward for all the efforts that we have placed during harvest time. And tonight is a word of encouragement. It's harvest time, but harvests are hindered when we won't yield to God. So we want to come against that spirit that comes and allow us to not to surrender to God. Yielding is surrendering to God. is submitting to God, because we want a harvest. And harvests are hindered when we are not in a state where we are yielded. Anytime there's a seed placed in the ground, that seed comes in submission and it yields fruit. It brings forth a harvest. The fruit is developed through a seed because it is yielded and it produced that's what it has placed in the earth. And so harvest, it is harvest time. The Bible says the harvest is plentiful. Labors are few. And this is a time, it's harvest time, but when we're not in a place where we are yielded to God, we are in a place of surrendering to God and coming to a place and say, Thy will be done. You produce fruit. We produce fruit. Manifestation come. That means God allow that to come into clear evidence that we have sown in the earth. It's time for manifestation. It's harvest time for the body of believers. The word of God says the wealth of the Gentiles is laid up for the just. It is harvest time. And this is a word to encourage you, to let us know when we are not in a place where we are yielded. We're in a place, we need to get in a place where we submit to God. Submit means to surrender and to obey God, to agree with God's word. And what comes forth? Fruit comes forth. Those things that you have yielded yourself to the Holy Spirit. And you have become an instrument that God can use in the earth to bring forth a harvest. That's what Paul and Peter, they came in a place where they yield to God. And what happened? The power of God is effective in our lives. That means the power of God takes over your members. It takes over you. And it's no longer you, but Christ that lives within you. And what happened? The Spirit of God takes over when you're in a yielded place and you come into a place where you're clothed with His Spirit, His power, and His righteousness, and you have the mind of Christ, the thoughts of Christ, your tongue speak the things of Christ. And what does? What happened? Christ is working through you, and you're going to see fruit. You're going to see a harvest come in your life, and we're going to see it by the word of God. But we're in such a, the church has gotten in such a place now where it's so full of business and commodities. And all that happens when we are so full of business to profit with commodities, and it brings on a side effect. It's just like medication. It brings on a side effect. When we are so caught up in the business, with commodities, in the amusement, in the entertainment, it brings on a bad side effect. And what is a bad side effect? It brings on a bumper harvest. And that's what we want to come against this night, a bumper harvest. That means something come forth, but it's a poor harvest. There's a side effect in that harvest. That means there's an impact on that harvest. It's, that harvest is not good fruit. And you know what a bumper crop, it is not good for humans. You used to give that to livestock and to make dog food and things that's not good for humans for consumption. And what a bad harvest, it brings on bad side effects. It's an impact to the farmers when there's a bad harvest. It's a bumper crop. And so we want to come against that spirit. And when we abandon to God, we allow the Holy Spirit to come in and the power of the Holy Ghost come in. God takes over our tongues, our thoughts, out everything, meaning Christ gonna work through you, and you're going to receive a harvest. It is harvest time. It's time to see those seeds as offspring come forth and produce and to bring manifestation and not a bumper crop. A bumper crop is a bad side effect. There's something was not right with that seed. And that seed produced a poor harvest. There's so many are receiving poor harvest in this hour. Things don't grow well, and the sources is not good. Bad side effects. So we're going to see by the word of God. We're going to begin with Romans 6:13, please.
Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
This word is so perfected. It's a surrender. Surrender means yield your members. That's all part of us. Not to sin, but be an instrument of righteousness to give ourselves to God. For we've been bought from death, sin is death, to life, salvation. So he's saying to us tonight, surrender your whole being to him to be useful for righteous purpose, to receive a good harvest. Yield me to abandon our will. And the devil don't want any of us to abandon our will. And that's why we see so much commercial. We see so much commercial. And then those commercial is enticing thing. The world is full of commercial. The world is full of amusement. The world is full of commodities. The world is full of business. The world is full of all those things that have what? Side effects. Medicine that carries a side effect. And so when we yield to the Holy Spirit, he takes us totally over. And we're going to see when yield, how yielding take us over by the word of God. James 4:7, please.
4:7?
James
submit
4.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will run from you. He will disappear for a season. You know, the Bible said the devil leaves for a season, he come back. He's going to do that until we leave the earth. He will disappear for a season. He will vanish for that season. He will run for you. That's when you submit to God. When you submit to God, the devil have to disappear. Flee is to run. He have to vanish. And what happened? Because you are in a yielded state. You're not in a place where you want to skip over something. You know, skip over the word and get a quick fix. We are not in that place. You're in that place where you're yielded. You don't want to skip over anything. You don't want a quick fix. You don't want to jump over and disregard the will of God or his word. You don't want to do something instantly. You want to let the Holy Spirit marinate in you. You want to let the Holy Ghost take you over totally, completely. And there's a process in yielding. Yielding is yielding continuously. It's a continued process of yielding. It's a continued process of yielding. And like I gave a testimony in church on Sunday, it was a confession. And many times we get so preoccupied. And I was preoccupied with something that didn't seem as though it was anything bad. But I was preoccupied with Pac-Man, Atari. I was like to play those games. And the Spirit of God was dealing with me. When I would break a game down, I would go to Walmart and say, order me a game. And I ordered like 3 games. And the Spirit of God said, let it go. Yield to me. And how that spirit, when you get so in a habit, where you are fighting yielding to God. Why he was saying yield to me? He wanted me to spend more time with him. He wanted me to spend more time in prayer. He wanted me to spend more time in reading his word. He wanted me to spend more time in commune with him. But those commercials, those things that's in the world, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Those things were still trying to steal my attention, trying to detour me. The affairs and the condition of this world, it was like a chain reaction. And the Spirit of God said, let it go. It seemed minor. It seemed nothing. It seemed petty. But he wanted me to yield all to him. He wanted my full attention. And when I said yes, I encourage you tonight. It's a process, saints of God. There are so many commodities out. There's so much amusement out there. There's so much laughter and things that takes our attention, things that cause us not to be yielded to God. So many side, I'm talking about side effects. The world has side effects, and the enemy brings all these things that draws our attention from God. Well, we are not yielded to God. That appeared to me to be petty and nonsense, but it was taking me away from spending quality time with God. So I yield. It was a process. I tried to go to Walmart again, and they said, we don't order that product anymore. And then the devil said, go to the game store and order one. This is the enemy now. This was not God. I go to the game store, and they say, we don't have that product. We don't order that product anymore. God was saying, yield, surrender that to me. Yield, spend quality time with me, because I want to give you a harvest, not a bumper crop. A bumper crop is something that comes forth, but it's not a good source. It's an impact. It's a fruit that is not good. It's a poor harvest. God was telling me, I want you to have a good harvest. I want you to have a harvest that's fully developed, a seed that's yielding an offspring to what you're doing by the Spirit. I want the Spirit to take you over. I'm encouraging you, saints of God, tonight. It is harvest time. But when we are not in a yielded state, we hinder a good harvest. And we're in a time where it has came into the body of believers. We want a microwave miracle. We want a microwave harvest. A seed from God is not a microwave seed. It goes through the process of regenerating. It goes through the process that a seed goes through. You can't skip over a process to get a good fruit. You cannot skip and jump over a process to get a good fruit. It's going to be a bumper crop. And what I'm going to encourage you tonight, God wants us to have a good crop, good fruit. It's harvest time. He wants something that is lasting, something created by him, something we can gather in, something to receive a reward for our effort. It's time, saints of God. It's harvest time for you tonight. You that came into that place, he wants us to give 100% to him, not 99. That old song, 99.5 will not do. I'm serious, 99.5 won't do. He revealed that to me as I was going through that process of letting some simple being released. It's a process. The more you yield, the more you're going to yield. That's what happened with Paul. That's what happened with Peter. The more they were yielded to God, the more empowered they became. It was a useful instrument. We are instrument, tools in the hands of God. Instrument in the hands of God. That means if I'm an instrument in the hand of God, I'm allowing God to use this instrument, our bodies, our mind, our spirit, as he will. I'm allowing him to do what he wants. And what is the benefit behind that? It's a benefit. You're going to receive a good harvest. You're going to see manifestation. You're going to see the Spirit of God come in and do the unexpected. You're going to see such good fruit come forth because you're giving all to God. 99.5 will not do. You are abandoned, forsaken, discarding, dropping everything and say, I vacate my will. Empty me, O Father. Fill me with all you have for me to do. I yield this body to you, and I present this body to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before God, which is my reasonable service. And what happened? Harvest time come for you. Harvest time come and overtake you. Harvest time come like good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Harvest time come with a seed. You will have a bountiful crop. You will have more than enough. You will have those things that's been held up to be released. You will see things that you think that's impossible becoming possible because you are a yielded vessel in the hand of God. He will give you favors. He will open up doors. He will do the supernatural. He will cause things to be all on hold to be released. He will cause you to soar as an eagle. He will cause you to get renewed. He will cause you to be healthy. He will cause you to get refined in his word. He will cause you to be a vessel that he will use for harvest time. And all we have to do is submit to him. When we submit, we allow him to do his will in our lives. So this is a word of encouragement for the body of believers. It is harvest time in your life. And that little thing, that little fox, the word says, spoil the fruit on the branches. We want to yield tonight. There are souls waiting. There are souls that's held up. There are souls that need to come into the body. There are souls, hallelujah, that's waiting for someone to come and put a seed in the earth. Some will plant. Some will water. But God want to give the increase tonight. He want to increase you tonight as never before. He want to use you mightily with his power. And when we begin to yield ourselves to God, when we begin to give up to God, that's when the Lord comes in the Spirit of God, take over our tongues. He take over our thoughts. He take over our mind and our thoughts and our tongue and our action will be an instrument unto Christ Jesus. Everything about you will be Christ working through us. It is harvest time. And we want to pray tonight for anyone that's going through something that's personal. He is a personal God that has a personal relationship with you tonight. He is a God that has a personal relationship with you tonight. Those personal struggles tonight, I'm encouraging you that you can say, Father, I give to you. That's a process of faith. That's releasing something that you know is hindering your harvest. You don't have to tell anybody. That's between you and God. That personal thing that you know that's keeping you from a harvest. You are aware of it because God deals with us by his Spirit. He reveals himself to us. He do it so kindly. He does it in such a gentle way. He's not like humans. He don't pull the carpet from under you without a notice. He dealt with me so gentle. He dealt with me in such a loving way, in such kindness. He would just constantly come to me in such a tender, sweet spirit, saying, let the Pac-Man go. Let the Atari go. And every time I would try to go through a door to hold on to that thing, he just would close that door. And still, that's how humans are. We are in a human body that needs the Holy Ghost to take over our spirit. I went back again. I said, maybe I can go through this door. But the Holy Spirit, gentleness, closed that door. He didn't just snatch the carpet from under me like an unkind God. He closed that door gently. And every door I went through, he closed it gently. Because that was my private struggle. Until I realized, Father, I yield this to you. I surrender this to you. That's in any part of your personal life, saints of God. It's nobody's business from God but God. You do not have to seek counsel from a human. Human have their own struggles, but we serving a God that is a great physician that writes out all your prescription and give you all of your medication because he's in the room. That's how simple it is. He is such a great God. When you invite him into the room, he writes down the prescription, give you your medication, and you are healed. Because he is a personal God. And everybody have a different prescription. Everybody have a different medication. So he's that kind of God. When you yield, you're saying, come into the room, oh Father. Come into the room, oh Father. And he sits down with you, and he begins to write you out a prescription. And that prescription will be a prescription of good medication. The healing balm of Gilead will be in that prescription. And that prescription will be medicine to heal you because you asked him to come into the room of my heart, the room of my affairs. He is such a personal God that we have a personal relationship with him. It's so simple to do. So that's why I'm encouraging to you tonight, saints of God. It is harvest time. And harvest, good harvests are hindered when we do not yield. There's something going to come up, but it will be side effects in it. There'll be an impact. It will be something that is not good. It will be something that you know, I put a seed, but I didn't do it the proper way. I skipped over something. I disregarded the word of God in that area. I wanted something rapidly and instantly. And look what kind of seed came forth. God wants us to go through the whole process of his word. We just read it. He wants us to submit and to yield. And those things that's on hold, I'm talking about your harvest tonight, those things that God desired to bring something so good. I'm talking about a good harvest tonight, not a bumper harvest. Something that can bring forth something good, bring about something good. Because it's harvest time. It's time to gather up those good fruits. And the outcome of yielding is a good product. That's the outcome of yielding, a very, very good product. So tonight, if anyone have need of prayer, we want to pray for you if you have need of prayer. Is there any prayer request tonight?
Yes, this is Sister Cece. I want to put my sons on there. I want to put O'Shea Smith, Omar Smith, and Power Johnson. I believe that those three men need guidance from the Lord. There's nothing else that I can do to help them. So I want to put them on the prayer list tonight.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, this is Jeffrey James out of Eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I need for God to come into my life stronger. I've been away from God too long, and I really want him in my life. So pray for me. Pray for Jesus to come into my soul and take over. Yes, I want to plant a good seed for God.
Praise the Lord, Brother Jeffrey. We will. I will.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for you in Pennsylvania. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is
Arlene.
This is
who?
I just want prayer for Arlene.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Arlene, can you hear me, Pastor?
Oh, I hear you now. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted prayer for these school and these exams that's coming up for me, and been really stressed a little bit doing all this work. So I just need a little bit of strength and some alertness and clarity of mind to finish this off. I have until October to finish this, so that's what I need prayer for, and for the word that you preached tonight to be attached to my life.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sean. I wanted
okay.
to thank God for his mercy and grace for allowing me to be back on the radio station due to my work schedule. And also I'm asking for prayer for God to keep me and protect me. The enemy trying to come up against me, and I'm asking for prayer to God to keep me from the top of my head to the toes of my feet and give me the gear and strength to keep standing.
Okay.
And fight.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Hey, Pastor, this is Trinidad. I just want to thank you for your prayer the last time that I showed up to church. And the last few days I got some job offers that are in Sacramento.
Praise the Lord.
$21 an hour.
Amen.
And I really need that job. So I really need for you to pray for me because I just need to pass a test to get an interview. So
okay.
just want to thank you and please pray for me.
Thank you, Sister Trinity, for being online. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, prayer for India
okay.
and our ministry. This
I
is
will
Pastor.
Andrew, we can pray for your church, okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We need your anointing to breathe on this prayer line. Forgive us for any sins tonight. We know sin you can't look on. You said we confess our sins, that you are just and you're righteous to forgive us and to heal us from our unrighteousness. We have confessed, O Father, for sins of omission or commission. By faith, we receive our healing in Jesus because of the blood, because of the cross, redemption, and atonement. We receive it all. We receive it all. Receive it all. The fullness of God. Everything was completed on that cross. And we give you thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, O Father, tonight. It's harvest time. And God, the people on this line need a harvest, a good harvest, not a bumper harvest, not a poor harvest, oh God. So many people are receiving poor harvest, God. But God, we got the word tonight. And Father, we thank you for the good harvest by faith. I thank you for Sister Cece and for the people that she's called out their name, her son, Omar, and Howard. Oh, Father, that you guide them, that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, would lead them into the path of righteousness. You said to acknowledge you in all our ways, and thou shalt direct our paths. They need direction from the Spirit of God. We thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God to draw them in, where they will be guided by you, not by the flesh, but by the Spirit of God. They can't be drawn unless you draw them. John 6:44, I apply this word to draw in these young men, these people tonight in the name of Jesus, so they can receive you as Lord. Lord, mean you are my caretaker. Lord, mean hallelujah, you're over my life. Lord, me, I give you proper, you have the proper custodian over me. Lord, me, you are my all in all. God, they need you as Lord, and I thank you for it. I thank you for this man, Jeffrey James, Father. He said he desired good seed in his life, and he know that you are that good seed. You said knocking, the door shall be open. You're standing, and, you, and hallelujah, he's knocking and the door is open. I thank you for this man to walk into this door, and that the Spirit of God would take him over those things he's struggling with. I thank you for the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Support him, strengthen him, build him up, oh Father Jesus, so he can plant good seeds in Jesus' name. And God, these good seeds bring forth a good harvest. I thank you. It's harvest time for Brother Jeffrey. I thank you, Father, by faith I decree in Jesus' name. Name, that his crop will not no longer be a bumper crop. It will be a crop that's full of fruit. I thank you, Father, for this day is new beginning for this man of God. I call you a man of God. I call you a man of strength. I call you that the Spirit of God will strengthen you. In your time of weakness, his strength will make you perfect. I decree it over your life, Brother Jeffrey, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that Arlene received this prayer on Sunday, that the Spirit of God will strengthen her, make her alert, that the Spirit of God will loose her out of stress. Hallelujah. There's no stress in you, Father Jesus. When we cast that on you, God, we are stressed less in Jesus' name. We come in Jesus' name thanking you, God. She shall pass this test. She will not fail. We thank you tonight that failure is under the blood of God, in Jesus' blood, that the failure cannot come nigh this woman in Jesus' name. She got to begin to thank you, Father, that she shall pass, and she is alert. She got to call those things which be not as though they were. She got to speak a word over herself and say it's done by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for Sean, that you protect her, God. Come against anything that would come against her. I lose Psalms 91 over her, God. I thank you for the protection of God over Sean, that angels are encountered around about her, that the intimate weapon will not prosper over her. I thank you, Father Jesus, she dwells in the secret place of the Most High. And I thank you, God, that because you have assigned angels over Sean, she is protected from the wiles of Satan, and danger shall not come nigh you, Sean. I ask that the Spirit of God will let her read this word. Get up in the morning decreeing this word over your life, Psalms 91, Sean. Lie down at night and decree the word over your life in Jesus' name, for the word is a shield and a buckler against the devil. I thank you for Psalms 91 to go into her spirit as she apply this word. She stand on it and know that she's protected, for God has angelic spirit over her now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Trinity, for your word came upon her on Sunday as the Spirit of God laid hands on that paperwork, and a door was opened to offer her a good job in Sacramento. I thank you, Father Jesus, that the word has attached itself to this job. I decree in Jesus' name is established to her that she will not fail on this test, that she will have a job here in Sacramento. It was an act of faith when the Spirit of God placed it in my heart just to bring in those impossibilities, bring in those things that the devil is holding back. And she received an offer on Monday. I thank you, Father, for the new job. I thank you for the new dwelling. I thank you for as well with Trinity. In Jesus' name, I renounce all evil tidings. It will not come nigh her dwelling, for angels have charge over her to keep her in all her ways. And I thank you for the new job. I thank you for the new housing. I thank you for all the new things that's upon Trinity House, because your word said you hold no good thing from you, from us that walk uprightly. I thank that she's walking uprightly by faith through the righteousness of God in Jesus' name. I pray for Pastor Andrew and his church in India. He's before me constantly. I pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God open every door that's been closed. Give him favors, oh God. Do the impossibility through him in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for sending on willing helpers, God, to help with the kingdom work. I thank you they'll be willing workers, hallelujah, sold out to God, hallelujah, to be that part that he need in that ministry. Come now in Jesus' name from the north, south, from the east, and from the west. I send the Spirit of God to draw them in to be connected to this man of God. I bind up anything that's unfruitful in Jesus' name. It's harvest time. I decree it over Pastor Andrew's life. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. I thank you for a bountiful harvest. I rebuke and I cast out a bumper crop over his life, and I thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. I pray for the men and women of God tonight that the Spirit of God will bring forth them a good harvest, that every hindrance we renounce in Jesus' name. You gave us the power to bind and to loose. I bind the hindrance in Jesus' name. I renounce the hindrance in Jesus' name. Those personal things that they're yielding to God tonight, that's between the Lord and them. Father, I thank you for taking over every situation that's hindering them, everything that's causing them to have a struggle in yielding. Father, I thank you that your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. I send your word, oh God, to enable them to yield. Father, when they get into their place, when they're weak, you say, let the weak say, I'm strong. I loose your strength over them now, Father, that the Spirit of God enable them, the Holy Spirit that dwells within them in this process of yielding, come now into their spirit being, into their whole body in Jesus' name, in their mind, in their thoughts, in their tongue, in their desire, in the things, oh God. I bind up all this commercialism, that desire to pull them from you, every project, every commodity. I renounce in Jesus' name. I renounce the side effects that come through commodities, that come through things that's of amusement, things that cause us to get in church to have games, to play and have laughter. That's a commodity that's sent from the devil. It's an unwanted condition. It's a bad chain reaction. I send the word of God to come against these side effects in Jesus' name, that they expect a good harvest from God. I counsel commodities. I counsel those things that's not profitable for their spirit. I counsel it by the blood, the word, and the spirit in Jesus' name. You said agree in the earth for their sake. I come against side effects that want an impact on their lives. I bind up a bumper crop in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for it will be a sound crop. It will develop powerfully. It will develop properly. I come against anything that want them to skip over it with a quick fix. I counsel a quick fix in Jesus' name. I send the word of God to cause it to go into dry places to wither and die. I renounce you, quick fix, that comes only to bring severe penalties and a poor harvest. I renounce the poor harvest in Jesus' name. It is harvest time for the people of God, and I decree it by faith in Jesus' name that this harvest shall come forth. It will be good fruit that will remain. It will bring forth and bring forward that created thing that God has placed in the earth for them. It will be a good seed to produce a reward for their efforts. And I thank you, Father, for your spirit developing that seed tonight in Jesus' name, that there shall be an offspring, God, from what they put in the earth, a good offspring in Jesus' name. Anything
Amen.
That's not good, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you that your spirit do it with the process of the word, with the process of the Holy Ghost. For it is harvest time. For your people.
Hallelujah.
This is a season to do things for the kingdom as never before. It's the greatest season that we ever seen in the universe. It's universal harvest time in Jesus' name. I thank you for moving through the four corners of the earth, Father Jesus. I pray for the underground church in Jesus' name. that the Spirit of God strengthen the underground church, those that stand up for righteousness and holiness and not compromising the word of truth. In Jesus' name, I give you praise and thanksgiving. And God, hallelujah, I thank you for this new project that you place in my heart to do for Goodwill and Salvation Army for women and men that's going through a process. And you had me to call it the Project of Helps. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God anoint Full Gospel House of Prayer to work with Goodwill and the Salvation Army, to give hygiene products, undergarments, socks, and backpacks, and coats, and blankets for their need as they're going through this transition in your life. Because you begin to show me by your word, God, when you plant a seed, you bless ministry, you bless your family, you bless yourself. For the world is our pulpit. We release a seed. We're releasing a foundation for ministry, a foundation for our family, our offspring, and for ourselves. For the world is our pulpit. It's beyond the four walls of a church. Father, I decree in Jesus' name that this project come forth by the power of God, and that the Spirit of God will supply every need for the needy in Jesus' name. And Father, I loose your word by faith. Money to kingdom workers from the north, south, universal, east, and west. I loose these seed of money to be released in the atmosphere tonight. You said we can decree a thing. You said you shall establish it in the earth. You shall establish this because this is your will, Father Jesus. I release it by faith that the Spirit of God would attach this word to kingdom workers, monies, seed money, for them to do great things in the earth. For it is harvest time. Look up, man and woman of God. There's hope in Jesus Christ. He saved the best for last. Father, I thank you tonight that you're saving the best for last. In Jesus' name, I decree tonight that they have a spirit of expectancy. They're going to see the hands of God move, and it releases upon their life tonight by faith. And I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. It has been decreed, and it shall be established into the earth for the kingdom workers, that every need be met. Their supply need in their life will be full of the goodness of God, because they shall receive a harvest in this lifetime. In this lifetime. And I thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged, saints of God. We thank God to draw in the unsaved and cause prodigal sons and daughters return to God. Open up shelter for the homeless, causing those that's on fixed income, low income, and no income, their needs be supplied. Everyone that's with an infirmity, I cast out infirmity by the word of God, that the spirit of healing will go and attach itself to your body, mind, spirit, and soul. Be ye healed tonight in Jesus' name. He sent his word to heal us and to save us from destruction. He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Be healed in Jesus' name. We will return next week at the same time. Be blessed and know that it's done in Jesus' name. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's a wonderful. Praise God. God bless.
Give myself away.
give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Radio. Call in and join the conversation.
Call us.
858-357-9137. Or log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.